BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Tom. I'm 22. And I'm from Fair Oak in Hampshire. You may not know this, but when I eat egg yolks, I get a really sweaty face. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tom introduced the show today. Now, this sweaty thing you got in your face,
yeah.
Is it just egg yolks?
No, it's a bit of cheese as well.
Yeah. And it tingles a bit, you say, on your email?
Yeah, sort of like pins and needles in my face. I don't know why.
Why are you still eating it?
Because I like it. Why not?
Good answer.
Only a bit of tingles.
Yeah. Has this happened at any inappropriate moment?
Just any time I eat cheese, really. And it's quite embarrassing in a restaurant when I'm eating chocolate mousse or something like that. And I just come out with a massive sneeze and chocolate mousse everywhere.
What, so you'd sneeze with chocolate as well?
Yeah, just sneeze with chocolate, yeah. I don't know why.
So you get a sweaty cheese face, and then when you eat chocolate, it's like, achoo!
Yeah, just the one, and then I can continue with the chocolate.
So it only bothers you once for the whole thing?
Yeah.
What happens if you were to, like, go on a date?
Keep away from chocolate, keep away from cheese.
Right, and that's a rule, is it?
Yeah. My girlfriend's come to terms with it, so that's all right.
So you feel that you can do it in front of her now?
Yeah, well, in fact, she gets a sweaty cheese face as well.
Oh, right, you're a perfect match.
Yeah. I didn't think many people were like me, but, you know, it's meant to be, obviously.
Did you fill in one of those online dating forms where it's like, find someone similar to you, and you ticked sweaty cheese face?
Yeah. That box appears on most forms.
And that's how you found her?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. What's her name?
Her name's Emma.
Emma Sweaty Cheese Face.
Emma Sweaty Cheese Face, yeah.
You two must be brilliant in a pizza restaurant.
Yeah, but we both love pizza, so...
It's just both of you just sweating face. Out.
Yeah. It's a sweaty mess.
It's hot in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it like a proper full-on sweat as well, or is it just a little perspire?
It's just like... Yeah, well, it's just like... Underneath my eyes, it's like, yeah, full-on clammy sweat. Yeah. It's not like... You know, buckets of sweat and, like, wet shirt and everything.
Right, it's not like you've been for a run.
No, not quite that bad.
You don't get that sexy V thing on your T-shirt.
No.
No one gets that apart from in Home and Away. We've discussed this before. Just the perfect V sweat. Okay, Tom, well, it's good to speak to you. Thank you very much for introducing the show today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Stay away from the cheese and chocolate.
I don't think I can, but yeah, all right.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
Would that put you off cheese, do you think, if you sweated it out? Even if it was, like, buckets?
No way.
I knew that was going to be the answer.
I just sit there with a rag absorbing it as I went.
Isn't there one particular brand of cheese that you can't have anymore, though?
Oh, yes, yeah. There was an incident where we ate, like, two layers of the triangle cheese.
The little
like
triangle
one.
Like
a whole box, yeah.
Which is how many pieces, would you say?
I reckon 16 or 20 triangles.
Whoa.
I was really sick. Yeah, had to be off work the next day. And everyone thought it was because it was the work Christmas party. It so wasn't. It was all the cheese.
Well, you did eat it after the Christmas party.
There was something really dodgy about that cheese. It wasn't anything to do with the fact I drunk 16 wines.
So you don't turn up the next day.
I didn't. I'm
Sorry.
Exaggerating.
I had some really bad cheese.
Yeah. There was a picture circulating with me with loads of wine glasses.
But it wasn't that at all.
No, just coincidence.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know I'm prone to hypochondria.
Yes.
Let me just put this out there. I always think there's something wrong with me, don't I?
Constantly.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also tend to do lately is if someone says they have, for example, a headache, I'll have one too, only mine will be a lot worse.
What, you really have one or you're just attention seeking?
No, I generally, I'm like, oh, I've got
you
a headache.
You get like a
symptomatic... Oh yeah, me too, I have, yeah. But mine's a migraine, not like your simple like headache. I don't know why I do it. Someone just told me about an app you can get where you can look up your symptoms. No.
The NHS one.
Oh, is that good?
Well, I don't know. I haven't
used it. Does it put your mind at rest or does it make you think worse things?
Well, it has to be good. But do you know what? It's probably like when you ring and they say, see the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like ringing them sometimes. But they always do say, just go and see a doctor.
They do, don't they? Just to make sure.
Yeah, sure.
Which is always the best advice, obviously.
Absolutely. Got to cover themselves. Now, without too much detail, Saturday night. Had a little wee.
Right.
And it's deep red. So immediately I'm like, oh God, internal bleeding. Oh my God. It's blood red. Ah, I actually shouted as I weed. No! So I'm on Google straight away, like, blood, wee. And it's all sorts of bad things are coming up. I'm like, okay, good. I only called an ambulance. I didn't, because that's awful. But I freaked out completely at my flatmate. Like, I'm going to die. Oh, God, I'm going to die. Then I realised, about 2 hours before, I'd eaten a lot of beetroot soup.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But it took me about an hour to realise that's what it would have been.
It is a shock.
It's a real shock.
It is a shock, yeah.
It was proper blood red, and I was like, oh, God. And it carried on every time I went for a wee. And I was like, but it took me at least an hour of panicking to realise that actually there's a lot of beetroot in pure beetroot soup.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's Monday, and Becky has got a whole new way of freaking me out.
No, I wasn't trying to freak you out.
Well, it worked. Tell everyone what you're doing today.
Well, it's Monday. I thought I can't be bothered to think about replying to emails and texts. I'm just going to use my new magic eight ball.
This really did freak me, though. In fact, I got a bit worried at one point.
I think you weren't the only person who was totally confused.
Were you doing this to everybody?
I'd say 98%. I think when the boss of, like, almost the whole of the BBC emailed me, I didn't reply to him, but everyone else, pretty much, yeah.
Right. So, I just want to play this to you. This is a conversation that me and Becky had on text earlier on. Started off by me. Now, this has been voiced by actors, so it's not us.
It's a reconstruction.
Sure. So, the male part is obviously me. The male voice you'll hear, and the female voice you'll hear is Becky's texts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I didn't know what you were doing.
No.
What were you doing, please?
Well, replying every time I got a message from somebody, I'd shake my magic eight ball, and then whatever it said, that was what I'd reply with.
Where did you get a magic eight ball?
It's on that, you know, the table at the back, behind the desk, where all the free stuff that gets sent in and no one wants?
Oh, yeah.
There was just one on there, and I was like, what's this? And then ever since then, I've become obsessed.
Do people actually use these for life decisions, though?
Well, I didn't have one, like, when I was a kid, so to me, it's a novelty.
Right.
And I'm really loving it.
Hence the freaking me out, yeah. Okay, so obviously I didn't know she was using a magic eight ball to reply. Here's my text.
Did you see the hotel last night?
There we are, that's me, that is. Obviously, it was on Channel 4.
Yeah.
Brilliant show about the Grosvenor Hotel in Torquay and how brilliant it is. Fairly standard question, really, because it was a good episode. Quite an emo episode, I thought, last night.
Mm.
So then you reply.
Concentrate and ask again.
What?
See, in normal life, I'd have gone, yeah, it was really good, sad in parts, but it was funny.
Yeah, but you didn't reply with that. You went,
concentrate and ask again.
Because that's what the ball said.
So then I say,
did you see the hotel last night?
At which point, I'm like,
I was concentrating.
I wish I'd replied with something else, because you might have taken that literally as well.
When I got that again, I was like, concentration face.
I like your concentration face.
It's the same as spoons.
Yeah, it's like eight.
So then I say this.
Did you see the hotel last night?
For the second time, you say.
Better not tell you now.
What's going on?
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, but I'm. Okay, right then.
Why? What's happened?
So I'm like, what is going on?
Outlook not so good.
Now, this is where I start to get a little bit worried. Because when someone texts you saying, outlook not so good, then you do start to. To worry a little bit. So I put...
Are you okay?
Being the caring DJ that I am.
Yeah.
And I get back from the Magic 8 Ball.
Very doubtful.
At this point, even I was a bit like, I wonder how long I should carry this on for.
But I did carry on. So I say...
OMG, what's wrong? Do you need money?
Can I just say that in real life, if I've ever said I've got a problem before, never have you offered me money. But because I'm on the Magic 8 Ball, all of a sudden you're like, yes, do you need some cash?
I don't know why I said that.
And rather than just being able to reply, yes, I then had to go for what it said.
It is decidedly so.
Right, okay. So now I'm thinking, oh God, she needs money. So then I say...
Is that a yes? How much do you need?
And then the Magic 8 Ball says...
Cannot predict now.
And then I continue. I'm still on. I'm still having a conversation with the Magic 8 Ball.
I couldn't believe this has taken up loads of my texts.
Let me know later.
And then you reply.
Don't count on it.
I don't like it. So then I put.
Why? Is there anything you need me to do?
God, bless me.
Yeah. I couldn't believe you went on this. Normally you just go, okay then.
Yeah, bye. And the Magic 8 Ball replied.
Signs point to yes.
Oh God, this is freaky. Then I put...
Are you using a magic eight ball?
Because by now I'm like, seriously, I've heard some of these before in a magic eight ball. You put...
Reply, Hazy. Try again.
See, no one says signs point to yes, do they?
No.
Apart from Magic 8 Ball.
It's Magic 8 Ball speak, definitely. So then, one more from me.
Ha! You loser.
Yeah. To which I get...
Without a doubt.
I'm slightly worried that these people, these voice artists, these actors that we're using, are actually better than us. What are people like them more than us?
Oh, what? And then they do the show?
Well, yeah, because like the... This guy.
Why? What's happened?
And then her.
Very doubtful.
That's you and me, that is.
Mm.
Like, next time we go on holiday, maybe they could fill in. Actually, no, that's a really bad idea. Because then maybe people
you
will
don't
like
suggest
them more.
That.
Yeah, no. No, they're definitely not filling in for us next time we go on holiday. Anyway, thanks for freaking me out earlier with your Magic 8 Ball.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Maria's been on saying, this is brilliant. I'm going to buy a Magic 8 Ball as soon as I can and then get all my friends to give me money. I don't think everyone would do that, actually.
No, it's only you that just kind of sees a problem and then throws notes at it.
I don't do that.
OMG, what's wrong? Do you need money?
I was just being... That's what it sounds
Please
like.
Please don't cry on me. Please don't cry on me. What can I buy you?
Do you want some money? Everyone, next time anyone sends you a text, just send a Magic 8 Ball reply. Which one do you think we should send?
Better not tell you now.
No, that's not good.
Outlook not so good.
No, don't send that one.
Very doubtful. Concentrate and ask again.
I think that's the one. Next time anyone sends you a text, just send this Magic 8 Ball style reply.
Concentrate and ask again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I want to know how many people will actually concentrate and try again when they get that text.
Outlook not so good.
Or that's not a good one to send either. There's loads of people... Like, that could go really wrong. Don't send that one. Just concentrate and try again is the one you need. I concentrated for ages, like at least 10 seconds, before I sent the one about the hotel again.
That's not ages.
That is.
Have you ever done like a dissertation or anything?
No.
I concentrated for ages.
Hello.
10 seconds.
You know my attention span. That's a lot of concentration for me. With this face on.
Yeah.
Spoons.
You don't like to concentrate too much because it squints your eye muscles up, which then cause wrinkles.
I hate that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg James.
Hello there.
Thanks for your text last night.
Are you
watching the Globes?
You might be.
Got it this morning. I know. But you tried to watch it, but couldn't anyway.
I couldn't anyway. I watched the red carpet bit, and I said earlier on the show that I just thought it was the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest, who is amazing.
He is.
You know, he's one of the most famous and wealthy presenters of all time.
Really rich.
But he's...
He could buy, like, London.
But the whole thing, every question was, so...
What are you wearing?
I really don't care. I just want to see Ricky Gervais slag off Hollywood. And then you couldn't see it because they turned it off. And they put adverts for the Kim Kardashian show on.
Oh.
By accident. On loop.
Oh, no!
So by accident.
It was. They missed Gervais'
all the good
opening
bits.
They missed Ricky Gervais' opening bit. And then suddenly it just came in and it was like, Kardashian's new show, January 22nd. I know when the show is now, but I'm annoyed.
Anyway. I hope you've registered your complaint to E! Exclamation mark.
I haven't. It's fun. I'm sure it's an honest mistake.
Now,
an honest mistake that happened 17 times.
Sure, yeah.
But anyway.
Twitter was going mad for that.
Can I say one thing quickly?
Yeah.
You are to blame for something that happened on Saturday night.
What?
I was at Dundee University.
Okay, good.
Lovely people there.
That's where someone threw pants at me once.
You know, you're talking about...
Oh, no.
You talked about it last week, didn't
yeah.
you? Yeah. You talked about it a lot last week.
Yeah. And it was one of our people that introduced the show.
Five pairs.
Oh, no! Did
pants.
You?
Five pairs of pants. They all had names on them. They all had, like, people's Twitter names on on the crotch.
Yeah, that's my fault.
So there's five pairs of pants. One bra.
Okay, good.
And two individual shoes. One male, one female.
Shoes?
Yeah.
That's gonna hurt.
That didn't hit me.
All right.
Just sort of... How?
Take you out.
Excuse me. Was that a review of the show? But anyway, it was good. Five pairs.
Yeah.
It's a lot, isn't it? And I said, have you been listening to Scott this week? Thanks for my pants.
Oh, that's sweet, though, that they threw them at you.
But go on.
Is that the new thing, to put your social networking thing on your pants?
Weird, isn't it?
Because I've still got Monday to Friday on mine.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was pre-prepared or it was just they always...
Oh, it wasn't, like, printed like Chris makes the shirts.
No.
It wasn't properly done.
Just with a marker pen, innit?
Oh, I thought they had a batch done.
Marker pen at home beforehand thinking, oh, that's what I do.
Yeah.
At whatever my name is.
He might follow
me. Yeah,
he
might follow you with the pants.
Now he's got my pants, he might follow me. Now let's get this right.
Retweet, please.
Let me get this right. You are forming a musical duo with Dev off of Early's.
Apparently so.
Right. What do you know?
I don't know a great deal because we were supposed to speak to Dev earlier and he wasn't answering his phone.
Oh, you see, that's the curse of the early mornings. He's been doing it a couple of years now. I didn't answer my phone for 4 years at all. But if I knew who it was, I just didn't answer it.
But Dev's quite unreliable, though, isn't he? Picking up phones and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's missed 3 shows.
But like I said, I need... Yeah, that's fine, I did that. But I also need to say, in his defence, that he is 2 years into early breakfast. That's getting up at, like, 2:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. And, he's not answering his phone. He's probably not paying any bills because I used to ignore the post for many years. So, like, I'm there with him. I completely support you, Dev. If you're listening right now, just kind of cowering away in your house.
The funny thing with you was that you didn't pay any bills, but then you paid bills for flats you hadn't lived in for 10 years and had kept paying them since you moved out.
Yeah, but no bills during the early breakfast years. Couldn't cope with it. Do it tomorrow. Okay, so this is because of new music. It's our big thing.
We got a guy on called Jason, and he told me that Dev was talking about this morning making a band with me, because one of my things for this year is to learn the piano.
Yes, I heard
one
that.
One of my New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So Dev thought that we would be a great duo. He would be the guitarist, and I would be the pianist. So that's all I know. And then Dev said that we should do it, and then that's literally all I know.
Well, I am looking forward to this, because I think it's going to be brilliant, but awful.
I mean, what are you looking forward to?
Who's
I like things
vocals?
That are brilliantly rubbish.
Well, I think... I don't know, but I said to him I'd like to be the front man.
Yeah.
If he's going to start this band.
Well, I thought they always sort of put the pianist at the back on the keyboards. You're going to change it and have the keyboard right at the front,
well,
the guitar man behind.
Coldplay. He's on the front, isn't he? Chris?
Well, yeah. More to the side. He doesn't sit at the front facing.
No, he's the clear front man of Coldplay.
Who is the front man of Coldplay? It's not Will on the drums.
Will on the other one.
Yeah, but he sort of sits. He doesn't sit like looking out, right?
He does. That's exactly what he does. He looks out and sings and plays.
Right. So, Greg and Dev's band. I would quite. Can I say that one that doesn't speak has been talking to me? I would quite like if you. We would quite like it if you could do a live lounge for us on Thursday.
I don't know what I'm even doing yet.
I don't care.
We haven't. What song are we doing?
You know, Greg, like, I've been doing this for many years. I celebrate the slightly crap. So I'm all over this.
Can I be the new wing?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want.
We need a new one.
Can you play the piano yet or not?
I can play it a bit.
It's only 2 weeks in. What grade are you?
I'm not any grade. Oh. I can play Forget You by CeeLo Green, and I can play Paradise by Coldplay.
Are you a tribute band? I thought it was about new music.
I don't sit and write songs.
Are you called Double Vision?
That's nice. Yeah. That's quite nice.
Or anything with double in. I like that, because you always see them at weddings. Hello, where we are. Oh, hang on. Welcome along. It's the wedding of Sophie and Terry, and we are Double Vision.
Why am I northern now?
I don't know. Yeah. Is it going to be as good as some other Radio 1 DJ's songs? Because, I mean, obviously we make songs for this show all the time, but I like to think that that's kind of different to actually releasing them and trying to get them in the charts. I mean... Radio 1 DJs do have a history of making fantastic music, don't they? It's never gonna snow, it's never gonna snow, it's never gonna snow at Christmas. Chris Moyle's here. It's never gonna snow, it's never gonna snow, it's never gonna snow at Christmas. Sadly for Chris, that was doomed because he released that in the snowiest Christmas ever.
When was that? I vaguely remember that.
2 or 3 years ago,
it hadn't snowed for like so many Christmases, and that Christmas everywhere had snow.
Absolutely everywhere.
Was that released?
I think that was the end of that.
Oh, I don't really remember
Can't
that.
Seem to find any record of it ever being in the charts.
Well, that was quite good. I mean, the production values of that were excellent.
It's only because it did snow that Christmas, otherwise it would have been huge. Is it going to be as good as this? We are Folkface and it's nice to be here to eat some cake and later enjoy a beer. We all like Chris Moyle because he's such a nice bloke. Let's all have big fun and get down with the folk. Mm-hmm. Celebrate Chris Moyle, come on. As good as that? Folkface,
well,
there.
I would say use that as the bar.
Is it going to be...
Oh.
This is the ultimate.
As Edith's performance at the Fun and Filth Cabaret last year at the Edinburgh Festival. I love this. No chart action for this one either. But Edith can sing.
Listen to this. Chris in Essex has just gone, maybe the duo should be called Dregs after Dev and Greg. The Dregs. That's quite a good band name, Dregs. The Dregs.
Yeah, the Dregs.
It's setting the standard, isn't it, really, of what people can expect.
Well, Greg. Keep expectations low, and then people will be happy when it's slightly better than low.
Can I ask, is it going to be as good as this number 53 hit by two Radio 1 DJs in 1989? It's been done before, this is not new. Let's go! One can have a dream, baby. Two can make the dream so real. It's Bruno Brooks and Liz Kershaw.
Oh my god.
Number 53, they were not happy.
53?
Yeah.
Did they write this?
No, it's an old song. All right, that was me being stupid. Listen to this.
You know, you sound quite sweet. Just takes
two. Look, I am.
You're a joke. It takes
two, baby. I want talky bits like this. It takes two, baby.
Me and you. Just you and me, Liz. Just
takes two. Don't push your luck. It takes two,
baby. Musicians are gone. Hey! Hey!
Might as well take the plug out then.
That's the end.
Is that the end? Is that what happens at the end? Just take the plug out.
I'll take the plug out then.
The musicians have gone. I'll take the plug out then.
Oh, this is some, I've never heard that before in my life. I've heard so much about it.
Are you going to be as good as Arnie and the Terminators off the Steve Wright Show, number 5? 5! In 1991. Who's in 9mm? Wow. Hey, I don't think he comes from around here. Cyberdyne Systems 2. I've got more. Are you going to be as good as Dave Lee Travis in 1976?
Who had these?
When he got to number 4 with this. The saga, the M1 motorway, it's a song about truckers and CB radios. Back in those days, Radio 1 DJs released a song every week.
Like Rihanna.
Yeah, they were, it was like
more
Rihanna.
Than Rihanna.
It really was.
Out there, come on.
Hello, hello, this is Plastic Chicken, get off.
That's come on. What's your load, Plastic Chicken?
Well, it will be quick drive.
Oh, this is all. What's this?
It's them talking on CBs off the 80s.
It's like hell.
There we were, the two of us.
Number 4 in the charts, everybody. Number 4.
There was Plastic Chicken with his brick on wheels and me in my big rig. And with every junction that we passed, others would tag on. There was even a London Transport bus here. That's a nice wagon.
Oh, so, this is the worst.
People said that it used to be better in the old days, but from not.
I'm not hearing it. Is it going to be better than...
Oh, please, no more. Come on.
We've got Newsbeat of 5.5.
Is it going to be better than The Floral Dance by Terry Wogan? Just asking. You've got a live dance to do on Thursday.
I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet and big trombone. Fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute and euphonium. Far away as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance.
I think it's clear, Greg, that you could have the greatest song ever released by a Radio 1 DJ.
Well, can I just say now that I'm not worried at all?
No, you don't need to be.
I was worried about this whole thing, but I'm not at all now.
Yeah, I mean...
After listening to that mess...
The standard is low.
Not mess, they were top 5.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in 1860...
Yeah.
When... That's... Wow.
Yeah, I know.
We got the Buttery Biscuit bass into the top 40.
True.
You can do anything these days.
Yeah. So, Thursday Live Lounge, you on?
Well...
I suppose.
Cool.
Well,
excellent. So,
got to get a song. What, you do a cover? Should we do that?
It takes two, baby.
Yes.
Oh, tech plug out. Oh,
tech plug out. What have the musicians got?
Okay, right. So I'll see here on Thursday afternoon. That's a yes, isn't it?
Well, it's a yes.
Just
from
say
me.
Yes.
I never say no to a challenge.
Okay, cool. So Greg and Dev in the Live Lounge this Thursday on Radio One. Thank you very much.
Do we do a cover or anything?
God, no, I don't want two songs.
Do it properly.
It'll take up at least 6 minutes.
Do it properly or not at all. The Scott
Mills Daily. Now, it's easy to scoff here in 2012 about the Radio 1 DJs and their awful music that they used to make. But, as someone's rightly pointed out on the text, there was no downloads then. People had to actually physically go to a shop and buy those records to make them number four in the charts.
Mm, they'd have had to go out during daylight hours
on their penny farthing
out of their way.
Yeah.
And spend their
queue up and give the vendor 10
bobs
and actually buy them.
How many bobs was a record?
Oh my God, like not many bobs, but if
what
you,
was the average weekly pay in bobs?
About I think 5.5 bobs.
And one Dave Lee Travis record was 6 bobs.
Well,
that
six
is
bobs.
Saving up 2 weeks' money.
Yeah, so literally that's all your wages gone. But it is number four in the charts. But you would have to, you know, you have to sell a lot of records then to be number four in the charts, like thousands and thousands, which is millions of bobs. So they were probably
they're bobulers.
They were bobulers. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm in a really stupid mood today. It's Monday home time.
We're just learning about old monies.
I know, we're trying to work out how many bobs you need to be a bobulere. It's quite a lot. It's really confusing. It's making my head fizz, the old way of monies.
I've learned that fartings is actually farthings.
Farthings,
and
yeah.
And a halfpenny is halfpenny.
I remember my nan trying to explain this to me once, like the old monies, and I was like, what the?
You haven't even got into a two bob bit.
What's that?
That is 2 shillings or a florin.
What is any of that?
Just says brackets 2S.
Right, well, that I'm quite glad I didn't live in the olden days.
Do you want 2S60?
Sorry?
6D.
6D what, florin?
Half crown. I don't know, no wonder they changed it.
Seriously? That would, like, when everything was in black and white, back in the day, what is all, it gets even more confusing if you read on.
Mm.
Go on then.
Well, I mean, what do you want?
What's a tanner?
A tanner? That's 6D.
Right, what's 6D?
Sixpence.
Apart from what?
Sixpence.
Right, okay, good.
And then there's 12D in the bobs.
Right. How many bobs in 12D, though?
Oh, no, I'm going to have to wait. Right, we'll calculate it. I can't just
head.
Tell you that off the cuff.
Right, we still don't know how many bobs. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. What's Duncan saying?
He's asking, when they were inventing the monies, who thought of the names?
True.
Well, confusing.
Really confusing. And also, thanks to the person that's saying that 2S6D is also half a crown. Right, can we leave this right now? I don't even know what a threepenny bit is. Oh.
That's one for innuendo bingo.
You know, our favourite, which is...
Go on, pigs.
Off of Radio 4's The Archers. They've been doing that for a while. And there was even a... Go on, cows, last week.
Go on now. Off you go.
Can I give you a hand?
What?
Go on then. In you go.
All right, that's it. Move along.
Right.
A lot of you spotting. A lot of you spotting that EastEnders are trying to get in on the act.
Oh.
Bianca, spotted by loads of you, is actually trying to get in. Listen.
Where's your mum? I ain't seen her all morning.
I don't know. Ready. I can't chase after her as well. Come on, kids!
No, that's you're doing it. You're doing it wrong. It's
go on, pigs.
Come on, kids.
Slightly wrong.
Go on, pigs.
Come on, kids. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I'm going to play the comments game now. You can play along at home if you want and text me how you do. 8199 8199, and you have 10 Scott Mills points on offer for everyone that you get right. Hi, Chris Smith off the news.
Hi.
Here to play along this afternoon.
I sort of get an advantage, don't I?
You do a bit, because obviously these are mostly entertainment news stories that we're featuring here on the comments game, and entertainment news is your big thing.
It is. I'll be here with some in about 10 minutes.
So you may have a slightly unfair advantage. Sorry about that, Beccalar.
No worries.
So, what happens, you know it, on YouTube and also on news stories on the internet, people leave comments underneath. They think, well, I feel so strongly about this particular story, I'm going to log in and register, which takes flipping ages, and then I'm going to tell the world exactly what I think, because I think the world wants to hear it.
Do I get the impression you're not a keen commenter?
Not really, I don't see the point. I don't think anyone would care. But, you know, the internet, you can find a wealth of information on there, and also you can find a load of people calling other celebrities Muppets. and also, at some point, you will notice, if you read the comments a lot, somebody does get always compared to a terrible dictator. It does happen a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am going to play you some of the comments that are left underneath the news stories on the internet, and then you just guess what the story is from the comments that people have left, all right?
Good job they didn't have the internet when terrible dictators were actually alive.
It really is.
Because they could have compared them to themselves.
Yeah. So, here's your first one.
Right.
Here's your first comment on the comments game. This is underneath the news story.
I'm not ageist or sexist, but I didn't find her easy on the eye.
Yeah, that one, offensive, but polite at the same time. And also, you know...
They're my favourite ones.
Whenever someone says, I'm not, blah, 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 but, yeah. You know that they are about to be.
Yeah.
So, they're not ageist or sexist, but they didn't find her very easy on the eye. What's this story?
Oh, is it Madonna at the premiere of WE?
Good answer.
I think it's Madonna on Graham Norton, because my sister-in-law texted my sister about it.
All right. Do you want another clue?
What, with that comment? Is that
not
your that, sister-in-law?
Not that last comment. It didn't begin, I'm not.
I'm not ageist or sexist, but I didn't find her easy on the eye.
Love, sis.
I really hope that's your sister-in-law.
Okay. Would you like another comment from the same story?
Yeah.
At least she tried. At her age and physical state, that's to be admired.
Okay, so slightly patronising.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Somebody in a physical state.
Is it Mo from EastEnders on Dancing on Ice?
Would you like one more comment?
It's not Miranda appearing in that Midwives series, is it? She was very good, I thought.
She was good. That's also a good answer. Here's one more comment on the same story.
I must admit, I was surprised by Chico.
So it is Dancing on Ice?
You've met Chico. Has he ever surprised you?
I was surprised by Chico.
Did he surprise you?
No.
He just like jumped out on
you. He was everything I thought he'd be and more.
But he didn't surprise you?
No.
Okay, just clearing that up. So what's the story, people?
I'm going to stick with... Oh, is it Bleakley on Dancing? Is Christine Bleakley's debut on Dancing on Ice?
At her age and physical state?
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, no, I'm going to stick with Mo.
Chris Smith.
I'll go with Jane Torval on Dancing on Ice.
Here's the answer. This is the story that those people were commenting on.
Back to Walford sooner than she thought. Layla Morse loses the skate off to Corrie Feldman and becomes the second celebrity to be voted off Dancing on Ice.
10 Scott Mills points for you, Becky.
Yes!
Let me know if you got that right from the comments.
What did Corrie Feldman have on his face?
I didn't see it.
A hair thing.
Had a like lot of people were talking about his little pigtail.
Yeah. Oh, what, it's a like, pigtail on his face?
Yeah, it was like a weave. It was weird.
Oh, like, oh, that's nice. Like a little plait down the front.
Kinda.
Sweet.
Mm. Don't go get him one now, though.
Okay.
I know what you're like with him. Everything he does, you have to do it as well.
If Feldman's doing it, I'm doing it a week after. Okay.
Not
so,
all of the stuff
no,
he
no,
does.
No, 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 not all of it. Oh, my God.
I don't really know who he is. I just said that. I right. don't know his past.
Here are some more comments that people have left underneath a news story.
Idiot.
That could be anything. That's a common word to say on
yeah.
these. Let's have another one.
I feel sorry for him. Keep your chin up, don't lose your sense of humour, and remember, thousands love you, plus your mum.
Now, is that thousands love that person and so does their mum, or is that they love them and also their mum as well? Have they
thousands
got a famous mum?
Love their mum.
Thousands love you, plus your mum.
Maybe they love their mum too. What are we talking about here? What's the story?
Is it Andrew Stone getting voted off Celebrity Big Brother?
Thousands love you.
Someone.
I'm sure Mrs. Stone is a lovely lady.
Have you not looked at the internet clearly?
Oh, I don't know. That's my guess.
Okay, Andrew Stone, Chris Smith.
I don't know. I can't think of any famous mums.
Do you want another comment?
Yeah.
he loved her looks, and she changed from a raven-haired siren into a pink-haired freak. She needs to go back to black if she wants him by her side again.
Oh, it's Russell Brand and Katy Perry splitting up.
Yeah. You said pink hair, I just thought Amelia Lilly off of X Factor.
Yeah.
But she hasn't got a famous mum either.
No. So you think it's something to do with Katy and Russell?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Russell, isn't it?
So you think that's the story?
Yeah, because thousands love him, plus his mum.
And his mum, Mrs.
Going Brand. It alone, Russell Brand dines by himself after arriving in LA for first meeting with Katy Perry since their split.
There we are. Not the exact story, but, you know, it was about them, so I'll let you have that.
Yes.
That person does actually think they split up because she turned her hair pink.
He loved her looks, and she changed from a raven-haired siren into a pink-haired freak.
Is that what she said when she went to the barbers?
Yeah. Can I be a pink-haired freak? Okay. 2 points to Becky, 1 point to Chris. Let us know how you're doing. Next on the comments game, here's another comment. What's this story?
She's hot.
Right. That's also used quite a lot, so that could be anyone. Any guesses at this early stage?
No.
Is it Nicola McLean's hot tub antics on Celebrity Big Brother?
Ugh. Is it Caroline Flack and Harry Styles?
Next comment.
Maybe she wants rid of him because his trousers are vile.
So who can this be? It's someone who is hot, who may be going out with somebody with hideous trousers.
Mr. Tumble married?
Trousers are rubbish, aren't they?
They are.
Bad trousers, goes out with someone hot.
Yeah, no idea.
Harry Styles hasn't got bad trousers.
No,
he's got great
trousers. Yeah.
Really good trousers. Chinos in
Rupert
every
the
single
the only
colour.
One that I can think of.
Okay. The bloke on Bargain Hunt this morning had really stupid trousers on.
Okay.
Okay.
But who hot is he going out with?
I don't know one that I know of.
And is he famous enough to warrant us probably in certain papers?
Let's have another comment about the same story.
OMG, don't be so selfish and greedy. Give me a bit of him and I'll treat him better than you are. So ungrateful. If you ever wanted star, you're going to respect them. Gerlo, get your priorities right.
Good use of Gerlo.
Yeah.
Hey, Gerlo.
I've got no idea with this one. It's the trousers. They've confused me.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm just going to stick with Nicola McLean because she might have a husband with silly trousers. Okay. She might be married to a clown.
Listen again.
OMG, don't be so selfish and greedy. Give me a bit of him and I'll treat him better than you are. So ungrateful. If you ever wanted star, you're going to respect them.
Yeah.
Gerlo, get your priorities right.
Yeah, respect them, Gerlo. The story was...
All-time low. Max George begs Michelle Keegan to stay with him after she asks for space.
What's wrong? I don't know his trousers. Is he famous for having weird trousers?
Not particularly. They're just like chino trousers, aren't they?
That's all right, Gerlo.
Gerlo, get your priorities right. OMG.
Gerlo.
Yeah, give me a bit of him and I'll treat him better than you are, you ungrateful. Got to respect some Gerlo. Okay, now this next story on the comments game... Only has one comment, one clue. I want you to try and guess what it is. Here it is.
He gets weirder and weirder. Bet it's fun in the green room.
He gets weirder and weirder, but I bet it's fun in the green room. Just one clue. There, one comment left under this story. This is one of today's news stories.
This is radio's hardest quiz.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard.
Is it about Hugh Edwards on the 10 o'clock news?
Do they have a green room?
Well, if they ever have, like, guests or...
It's like a holding area.
Yeah.
Would you like to know, or do you want to have one more guess, please? Come on. Go on, Pigs.
That was my only... That's all I could think of.
Anyone?
No.
Is Hugh Edwards weird? He strikes me as perfectly normal.
He might be in the green room,
though. No, it's his eyebrow thing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you not noticed?
Yes, I have,
It's getting higher and higher.
It is higher and higher. Almost as high as mine.
It's like it's held up with a little bit of string from
There's somebody working that puppet style.
Might be CGI.
Is it Bill on BBC Breakfast?
That's your answer. What's yours, Chris Smith?
I'll go with Paxman on Newsnight.
Here it is.
Coronation Street's Bill Roach uses psychic to chat with his dogs.
Now this is...
What?
Ken.
This is so stupid.
Ken off Coronation Street, who does use a psychic to... to chat with his dogs. These dogs aren't dead.
I was going to say, are they dead dogs?
No, they're not. Listen.
Coronation Street star Bill Roach has told how he hired an animal psychic to communicate with his three pet dogs. And Bill, 79, Ken Barlow in the soap, claims she was able to relay what his Jack Russells, Poppy, Oliver and Harry were feeling.
It gets better.
He said, Jackie said Poppy even did an impersonation of my on-screen wife Deirdre, saying, oh, Ken, in a drawn-out, exasperated way.
Okay, good. Yeah, he does get weirder in the green room.
That'd be like dead ringers. It'd be amazing.
I know!
With dogs.
I can't believe neither of you got that right. Because that's a great story.
My dad's friend does that dog whispering.
Really?
Yeah, talking to dogs.
And do
that.
They go,
oh, Ken.
Is that just like when people just do dog voices, like when they're at the tea table to go, he's saying, he wants a bit of that?
Do dogs do impressions?
I haven't met one that has to date, but I'm sure they
oh,
do.
Oh, Ken.
I've never met a dog that does
you
an impression of Deirdre
that,
off Coronation
on
Street.
On that John Coleshaw show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You've done something to yourself.
What?
You look different today. What have you done?
A little nip and tuck over the weekend.
I reckon.
No, really not.
Got some new choppers?
No, they're same.
You sure?
But yeah, they these
when
teeth...
When was the last time you got your veneer renewed?
These teeth have been the same for 4 years now.
Oh, of course they have. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
What about the tan? You look different.
Do I?
New haircut?
Maybe a little bit.
Bit of a stubble going on there?
Yeah, a little stubble.
Little stubble going on there. I'm
trying to look a little bit more...
Like a man.
Yes, that. That. Yep.
What are you looking at me all funny for, Sam? Are you on Team Mills now when it comes to the handover?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, me and Sam are like that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what's different about you, Scott. You and Sam have been spending a little time together. You guys,
right.
You both look different.
Yeah.
You both look happy.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're very happy,
you're
thanks.
We're very happy together.
We're very happy.
We're very happy together. I'm pleased for you both.
It's a little bit awkward when we pass each other in the corridor at work.
It's a bit awkward right now,
yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We just found that out. Mm. Well, that's good. Without
Thank
a
you.
Doubt. Without a doubt.
You're very happy.
You may rely on it.
Yeah.
Signs point to yes.
Awkward.
My
this
reply
is going to be a really good one on
my
the
reply.
Download.
My reply is no.
Don't forget you can but download this for free.
But the outlook not so good.
Why would you pay for it?
I got a long way in my life with the Magic 8 Ball.
You did?
That's how I got here to the UK.
Is it?
I just listened to the Magic 8 Ball.
Got
on a plane and took its advice. It's fine as long as you just apply whatever answer it gives you to whatever answer you want.
Outlook, not so good.
It's absolutely fine. So you decide the answer and then just apply it. It works.
That does explain this handover.
I would like to everybody to put their hand together, including everyone in the studio, Scott Studio, and wish Sam and Scott a bright future together.
Thank you.
And whatever they decide to do.
Yeah. Behind closed doors.
What? No. What? The, or,
hey?
Or with doors open in Becky's case. Whatever it is you want.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.